Christina, you know someone named Juan?
Yes.
And who is Juan?
He is my husband's coworker.
Okay. Juan sent us a lovely nomination for this thing that we're doing called Wish Upon a Star. People could nominate families or individuals that they thought were amazing and could maybe use a little bit of help. Now, would you like to hear the nomination?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. This was from Juan, and it says, Christina is a dedicated second grade teacher and mother of three. She's currently facing a battle with breast cancer. Her family is deeply woven into the community fabric. Her husband serves as a volunteer firefighter for the local department while working for a nonprofit organization to support their children. Any support for this esteemed family during her treatment is greatly appreciated.
That is awesome.
Now, so how are you doing? That's the most important thing.
I just finished up with chemo on Friday. And so it's just kind of, we're done with chemo. I still have surgery that I have to get through, but I would say that I'm doing okay. Some days are better than others, for sure.
No, I understand. My mother had breast cancer as well.
Look towards the light, towards the end, and be like, hey, we're almost there. We're halfway done. And, you know, it just try to be positive every day. I kind of miss work, but we'll get there too.
Now, you were a second grade teacher?
I am a second grade teacher. I've been teaching for the last 14 years. I've been here all my years here at Anissa Elementary School. I just found out in August, right when we started the school year, that I was diagnosed.
So it's been very rapid here. I mean, this has all been going down just in these last few months.
Yeah, and my sister was diagnosed in May as well. So it's been a long summer for my mom.
Now, is she here local too?
Yeah, my sister's in Ontario. And so she was diagnosed in May, and I was diagnosed just like right after her. So it's just been... it sucks, but you know, we're getting through it. She's almost done with her treatment and I'm halfway done with mine. So
now your husband's a volunteer firefighter and works for a nonprofit. Which nonprofit?
They work for the Oregon Food Bank. And so, yeah. And then he is the co-assistant chief here in Nissa, and he's been doing that for the last 17 years.
Well, we have a few things that hopefully, I mean, obviously the medical part we can't do anything about. We put that in the hands of God and the doctors and the people that know what they're doing. But what we have for you is just a few things to say Merry Christmas and hope that it might brighten things up in what it sounds like it has been, you know, a very challenging time here. So for you, we have an oil change from Gary's Automotive. Make sure that your family is ready for any of the holiday travels around. And then a $200 Staples gift card to make sure your classroom has everything needed when you come back in the new year. A $250 Walmart gift card. Get some presents for yourself and the kiddos, and a $500 Visa gift card for whatever that you're needing, whether that's food, whether that's bills. And again, we just want you to know we're thinking of you, and obviously Juan is too.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's amazing. I'm very fortunate to have some awesome friends, and we live in a cool community. So... thank you.
You are very welcome.
That's so cool.